Moncrief on News Talk.
Some parents are really good at this, others not so much. I suspect that's probably the majority of parents, actually. Yet it's inevitable that at some point a child will demand that a parent plays with them. It fills Tanya Sweeney with dread, something she's been writing about in today's Independent. Tanya, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How old is your little one?
She's 5.
Yeah.
Going on 16. Yeah.
Right. Yes, as many of them are. So what kind of games does she want you to play with her?
Oh, gosh. So she loves to play, you know, imaginative games. Like, so let's pretend we're, you know, we're in a cafe. I mean, we're in the swimming pool. She wants to be an electric car learning how to swim. I mean, her imagination is kind of incredible, you know. When we're in Lidl, she'll pick up an aubergine. We'll have to play dollies with that. And which I find is a complete win, because parents around me are hearing my child begging for an aubergine. I'm like, yeah, OK, you know, I'm that good at this, you know. But, you know, she just loves that kind of, you know, the baby stuff and cafe stuff and all the kind of freestyle kind of stuff that kind of fills me a little bit with dread, or at least makes me feel very, very tired when it's suggested.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, I've really tried to unpack this for myself, you know. First off, I didn't have parents that played with me as such. You know, I grew up in the 80s and my parents were busy, you know, kind of worrying about recessions and things like that, you know. So I think my mum might have played with me maybe the once, you know, that kind of way. But it wasn't the job of the parent to do that back at the time, you know. But I mean, for me, you know, I have an only child and it's a different kind of kettle of ball games these days, you know. And I wonder, you know, is it because I hate the mess of pulling out all the toys? Is it, you know, I'm worried about deadlines or housework, or am I just being pulled too far out of my kind of imaginative comfort zone, you know, or connecting in with the inner child? I'm sure there's lots of different kind of things that feed into this, but when once I hear "Mammy, play with me," I just go, "Oh no!" I panic. Actually, that's exactly what happens. I panic, you know, which is, I just don't feel I'm good enough at it. Maybe that's the thing, you know.
Yeah, because and look, in my experience, I'm with you there. I get exactly that same feeling. But our mother's brilliant at it.
I mean, look, some people are fantastic at this, you know, which is, you know, Godspeed. I'm great at the reading of books and making up stories, but, you know, the dolls now and the teddy bears and the picnic, maybe not. No.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, apparently are we supposed to do this? Does it make any difference when we're the other, if we play with them or not, do you think?
Well, I mean, this is what's interesting. I mean, you know, everyone's got their own individual reaction to play with me, mammy, you know. But the debate kind of picked up a little bit on TikTok a couple of weeks ago. There was a user whose name is Domestic Blisters, and she posted a viral video that just sort of exploded the whole kind of conversation. And she said in it, "The reason I have children who are 4 and 6 that let me sleep in on a Saturday is because they'll just go play, because I just said no to them every single time they asked me to play with them for years. And eventually they stopped asking and just went off and played." And then, you know, she did say she loves to bake and make art and go for walks. But she also did say adults do not play with toys. Adults do not pretend play, you know. So, of course, loads of people were like, "Oh, she's a dreadful mother for, you know, first off for thinking it and then for saying it online, you know." But then so many people, I mean, like when I wrote my column, you know, and it ran over the weekend, like loads of people got in touch going, I totally relate to this. And, you know, I feel a bit seen, you know, but I mean, it's one of those things that you just don't really say out loud, you know.
Yeah.
I do.
You just have. But people will feel guilty about it, because kind of in you know, because there's a million parenting books and websites and all the rest of it, all of which should be called How to Make Yourself Feel Terrible About Being a Parent, that they say you're supposed to do it. And it's child-led play, and there's all some sort of, you know, they'll turn out to be a serial killer if you don't.
Well, I mean, I suppose, you know, what you're saying is, you know, child play is sort of boring. Lego is boring, you know, and you're then, you know, people kind of, you know, mix that up and think that you're bored with the company of your own child, which I'm not, you know, that kind of way. I love my child. I am, you know, delighted to be around her. But it's just this sort of playing thing, you know, is, and also she does this thing where, you know, she'll boss me around. And, you know, my inner child doesn't like that. You know, I'll be told I'm doing it all wrong. And, you know, I did kind of, I stepped up to her one day, you know, and I said, "Can I not just do this my way now?" And we just, you know, go, and, you know, my husband had to kind of step in and go, "Listen now, she's only trying to connect you here. You know, let's not turn this into, you know, something at the Abbey Theatre. Like, it's It's all just very relaxed, you know. So,
yeah.
And I mean, he has a point. You know, kids are trying just to connect with you, really, in wanting you to play. So once he said that, I went, you know what, I really do need to get with the program. So listen, I've been down on the ground for half the weekend with the Lego. You know, it's yeah, connecting away, like, really.
Yeah, it's still hard though. I mean, it could just be as simple as we're adults. And that's why we go, oh, there's better things, more useful things, more pressing things I could be doing than just doing playing with Lego or pretending to be a dolly.
I mean, that seems to be the excuse. You know, it's terrible, you know, and I can hear myself when the dollies come out and I'm like, I need to get dinner on the go. I need to do such as, and, you know, I suppose, you know, how I concluded the column is like, you know, I'll only be asked to play with me mammy for a very finite amount of years. And, you know, like, I'm sure in 5-10 years time, she will not want to know my name. And I will be kind of looking back on the moments when she wanted to play with me and I'll be like, oh, they were lovely. So I need to just in the moment, not panic, not get bored immediately, not get overwhelmed or, you know, any of that. And just sort of understand that this is us kind of, you know, creating a bond together, really, as opposed to me just going, God, Lego is dreadful stuff, isn't it?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, someone's texting to say my son's current obsession is playing The Masked Singer. He turns all the kitchen chairs around, and if we don't turn every time he sings, he goes mad.
That's amazing! I love that. Swap kids.
That's serious tyranny going on there.
That's incredible.
Tanya, thanks a million. That's Tanya thanks. Sweetie there, and as Tanya said, that piece was in the Independent over the weekend. The only game you should ever play with a child is the tidy up game. Order and discipline is the best fun. No, they're not. Order and discipline are the exact opposite of fun. Plus, I suspect that most children cop the tidy up game isn't really a game. After maybe they might fall for it once or twice, but then you're basically getting them to tidy up. My daughter wants to play school all the time. She can't read or write, but she will scribble on a page and say to me, "Mammy, what does that say?" I'll make up something and she gets upset that it's not what she had written down. Ooh, that's a tricky one to navigate.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.